Learning Masech is made of Vav and Aleph. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Meis b'yantiv rishin yisaskli by Amimin. On yantiv rishin, Goyim are allowed to bury the dead. We'll get to that. B'yantiv shein yisaskli by Yisrael. Afilu b'shiyam taim v'shur ashad. This kula, that on yantiv sheini, Yidin are allowed to bury a mace, even applies to Shneim Taim and Shuresh Hashanah, even though it's Kedusha Achas, but still the second day is the Rabbanan, and therefore they have the Kulu Lagami Meis. Hashem came to Be'ah, that by Be'ah, there, Rashan is more Chama than other Yantav Shein Yishlagolis. Because other Yantav Shein Yishlagolis is the Rabbanan, but it's a din of Shtei Kedushas, it's only a Nig Machma Safik, and the Mela, either the first one's Yantav or the second one's Yantav, it's not both that are Yantav, when Nayig is Safik. But lemeila, mimad v'shech the bay is mutter. Mashenkin Rosh Hashanah, we say kedusha aches when the edim abom and the mincha lemeila. There the takana was of both of them are kaddish, so then the bay would be aser. Now doy amir af bay muteris, even the bay, even the bay is nol the bezeh is muteris bezeh. The ma daitech, because what do you mean dumam arbel leila el? Because maybe they make elam uber. Amir afchinu merkana meravi mais ezav elachol mitzinu elam uber. What are you worried about? That maybe El would have an extra day and Rosh Hashanah is the second day? That never happened. We might say, Ezva Eilach, it never happened that El was Mo'ber. So Taisus asks Akasha, but the Gemara says in Erev, a Mishnah, in Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Eiser, they that's no liberation, the end of Sheni. Rabbi Yossi, the Tana Rabbi Yossi holds like Rav and Shmuel. How can I argue on a Tana? Rabbi Yossi holds Kushach as there, Behuda holds Shtei Kedushas. And Rabbi Yossi holds Kedusha Achas. So Taisa says, Yesh Leimah de Rabbi Yossi Aser Yisrami, when Adai Omer de Lo Yisrami. Rabbi Yossi means, if it happened that it's Kedusha Achas, then it will be Kedusha Achas. If the Edom would come in a Mincha Lamaila, and there'd be a Takana that both days are Yantiv, then the Bay would be Aser. But Adai says, it never happens. It never happens, so Mela can't be Aser. Shalas, what does Taisa mean? Now, if we're talking about the place in the Makom Avad, I think everyone's masking that if the Edom come before Mincha, and the Mekadesh the first day for Hashanah, the second day is Bechol Na Hashanah, the second day is Chol Gomer, not a question of being Matah the Be'ah. If you know for sure that the first day is Rosh Hashanah, the Edom came before Mincha, so only the first day is Rosh Hashanah, and that's the Kuli Alma, and the second day is Chol Gomer. So, Oy Bezai, what's the Shaila Bechol? Al Karchan Adoy means not in the place of the Vat. Al Karchan Adoy means in the places further away. Then Adoy is saying that there it's Mutter, and there Rabbi Yossi is saying it's Aser. Why? Because you have to be afraid that maybe they became in the Mincha Lamaila. So what's this saying, Bechlal? What's the Pshat in Adoy? Now, Taisa and Erev and Daflamites says something very interesting. Taisa says that Adoy holds, you don't have to worry about Kedusha Achas. Because most years it's not Mubaris, and he argues with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds you have to worry about Kedusha Achas, and Adai holds you don't have to worry about Kedusha Achas. Now Rabbi Yossi, this much he agrees with Rabbi Yossi. If the Edom would happen to come in a Mincha L'mayla, then there's a Machleik is there, Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda is a Kedusha Achas or not. Rav and Shmuel here apparently going like Rabbi Yossi. Then Adai holds like Rabbi Yossi. Masha'en Kain, there is a Machleik is there, Rabbi Yossi holds you have to be Chayshish with Kedusha Achas, and Adai says, you don't. Because most years it doesn't happen. Now the Shaila is that what Taisus here means? Taisus is Mashu Rabbi Yossi Shnimzum Na Adai. Taisus Lash is Rabbi Yossi Aser I Yisrami, then Adai Amad Olay Yisrami. But Lachayit is another thing. Rabbi Yossi is not only Aser I Yisrami. Rabbi Yossi holds that you have to be Chayshish that will be Yisrami. And Adai holds you don't have to be Chayshish that will be Yisrami. And that's what Taisus says in Eivin. And then he doesn't really answer the Kasha. How can Adai argue on a Tana? So Taisa and Eivin is a bit shver. How can Adai argue on a Tana? And L'chayit is another thing that shver, which L'chayit will come at shver with Taisa and Eivin. What does Adai hold? You don't have to be chayshish that the Eidim will come in a Mincha L'mayla? So why are we keeping 2 days? The reason why Adai says you don't have to be chayshish is because L'metzinu Elam Uber. L'metzinu Elam Uber means the Eidim always come before Mincha. If the Eidim will come before Mincha, you only have to keep 1 day. Adai is mashmi keeping 2 days, but you don't have to have the Be'ah being Aser. The bay is not us. Why is the bay not us? Because you don't have to be chayish v'kdusha achas. And why don't you have to be chayish v'kdusha achas? Because El is never mubar. Oh, so you don't have to be chayish b'chal on the second day's yomtiv. The chayish is not muzbar. But friend, if you hold, like we said in previous shurma, shayla, machlekes v'shaynim l'chayah, if they were misaking kedusha achas only when the edim came in a mincha l'mal and we didn't accept them, or they were geyser kedusha achas even if the edim didn't come at all. If they were geyser kedusha achas even if the edim didn't come at all, so then b'chval, what's the pshat in Adai? It's like a stir m'nei ubei. If you're not being chayish for kedusha achas because le'metzinu elam uber, so why are you being chayish for a second day? And therefore there is a second day, so then by definition it's kedusha achas. How could you be chayish for the second day and not be chayish for kedusha achas? Bishleima, if you hold that it's only kedusha achas if the edim come in a mincha l'mailam and we don't accept them, then we could hear a little bit na'adoi. We could say that even though we're not being soymech al emetzina olam uber legabe the second day of yomtiv, because legabe that were chayish, maybe the edim didn't come at all, but to be chayish punk the edim will come in a mincha l'mailam, and that was soymech al emetzina olam uber to tell you the Eidiv didn't come punk min a mincha l'mailo. Still a little bit shver, why l'gavi didn't, that's not l'gavi that, but l'kaponim is two things. But if you're going to name on like the Rishaynim, that any time the Eidiv don't come the first day, it's Kedusha Achas, so what's the pshat? If you've been chayish for the second day by definition is Kedusha Achas. So this is the shver kaitim we're bothered with. What's the pshat in Nardoi? How does Nardoi shtim with Rabbi Yossi? What's Tosis Teretz? That Rabbi Yossi is asked as I Yisrami, and Adai says it's lo Yisrami. Rabbi Yossi holds you have to be chayshish that maybe it happened, and Adai says you don't have to be chayshish maybe it happened. And that's what Tais and Erevin says, but Tais is not mashman that way. And what's if Shannon Adai, why are we being chayshish for the second day of Rosh Hashanah and not being chayshish with Kedusha Achas? If you want to be Saimach and Lemitzino El Mubis, you shouldn't make the second day of Rosh Hashanah Yantif altogether. If you're making the second day Yantif, why wouldn't you also make a Kedusha Achas? So I saw a teretz in the Maram Lublin. There's really two shtiklich in the Maram. I'm putting them together. But the hanocha is that Naradoi, and then Lefizah Rav also, is coming after they stop being Mekadosh Alpi Ria. They're being Mekadosh Alpi Cheshbon now. And Enachinami, when they were Mekadosh Alpi Ria, Naradoi is masculine. That's what Rabbi Yossi said, that Beitz is Aser. Even though we Mais Ezev Eilach Lemetzino El Mubar, so what? Every single year, you have to be chayshish, maybe I'll be mover. Never happened. That doesn't matter. And Nadoi is not saying that because al piroiv it doesn't happen, you don't have to be chayshish, that happens. That's what Taiz is in Eivin. That's not what Taiz here holds. What is Nadoi saying? That he's saying like this. Lemaisa, they're not mekanish al piroiv anymore. So now, Lemaisa, they'll never come out a case of Kedusha Achas. So if there ever was once an instance where there were no Kedusha Achas, so that's chal at the kon of kedusha achas. The kon of kedusha achas was chal. It happened. It existed. There was a tekon of kedusha achas which actually took effect. So now that we're mekadosh al piriyah, we know the first day is Rosh Hashanah. We know the second day is bechal na Rosh Hashanah. We're only doing it out of zayv minig of asechem miyadechem. What is the minig of asechem? To count that maybe the second day is Rosh Hashanah, even though we know it's not. Okay, second day of Rosh Hashanah by definition means kedusha achas. That's what they did. That's what I was saying. It was Nahik. But if a pile, there never was a Kedusha Achas. It never existed. And there never was a Kedusha Achas. So Kum Dais, the Kedusha Achas never took effect. It was Keilu, it wasn't Ma'ilam. It's Keilu, it was Batal. If it never ever happened, so even though they were Nahik Kedusha Achas, they were Cheshishu Kedusha Achas. But Kedusha Achas is the Tekanah Advanah that never ended up happening. So Mamil, that's when Adai holds. That's Pshat and Taisus. Rabbi Yossi was still when they were Mekadosh Al Piriya. Rabbi Yossi was saying, if it happens that Edom come in the Mincha L'mayla, there'll be Kedusha Achas, and Meil will be Aser. So Meil, if you're Rachik from the Bezdin, you have to be Chayish for that. You don't know what's happening by the Bezdin. You don't know if the Edom are coming the first day or the second day in the Mincha L'mayla. You don't know anything. Your Chayish is for everything. Your Chayish is coming in the Mincha L'mayla, and Meila, you have Kedusha Achas. So Zok Na'idoi, but now in retrospect, it never happened. Never ever happened. If a taka never happened, so then we don't have to reckon with that takana b'chlal. It's not a takana that ever existed. L'maisa, the maskana of the Gemara is not the way. The maskana of the Gemara is that we don't hold of that day. Why? Because it doesn't matter that it never happened. L'maisa, the minig was, the minig avisena was to be chayshish for kedusha achas, And we do committing Avesenu to Bechai Shu Shachas, even though Bepailo never happened. Just like we keep the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even though he might say, Zevelcha Mitzinu El Mubir. So Kedusha Achas, you don't say this Svara, that if the Takana never happened one time Bepail, it's Kilu it never existed. The Maram says that Rav and Shmuel hold this way. I don't understand why he's saying that. Rav and Shmuel were still on their Mekadosh Alpimiyah. So Rav and Shmuel, we don't know what they hold. They hold like Rav Yasi. They're still saying, Yis Rami, it would be Kedusha Achas. Naradoi, and later the Gemara says Rav Ashi, didn't hold of Naradoi. They're arguing now. Now that Mekadosh Alpichajbin, in retrospect, it never ever happened. That Rosh Hashanah was Taka Kedusha Achas. So Naradoi says, that means it never was a Takana of Kedusha Achas. But we Paskin, no, there was a Takana that if it happens, it will be Kedusha Achas. Aveseinu anoyig that the Bechayshir said it should happen. So well, that's what makes it Kedusha Achas. That's the beer in the Sugya, Al Kapanim, according to the Maram. Now the Gemara goes into the Shaila of Meis by Yantiv Rishon and Yantiv Sheni. That the Gemara, Ravad said, Meis by Yantiv Rishon yisaska by Ammin, by Yantiv Sheni yisaska by Yisrael. So the Gemara there says, Amar Mazutra, the only time it's mutter is when the mace is going to wait around. If let's say it's okay, if it waits around, it's not going to get rotten. The mace is not going to be masriach, so just let it wait. Rav Ashi says no. Because Yantiv Sheni l'gavim mace kachol shavir abonin. Yantiv Sheni is kachol, afil amegiz meglimam, ulamegiz layasa. Even to make tachrichim and to make ahadnas. Now, I'll say over a few things from the Rishonim. Rashi says, Yantiv Sheni, Loyamaran, that Mazucha said, was Loyamaran Yisasku by Yisrael. Rashi specifically said, Mazucha is going on Yantiv Sheni Yisasku by Yisrael. What about Yantiv Rishon Lagambi Yisasku by Ammin? The Mashmais of Rashi is Mazucha wasn't discussing that. So, Oibazar Lechayr, the Parship Shan and Rashi would be, that Lagambi Yantiv Rishon, it's Mutalai the Ammin in all cases. Yisaskim b'Yisrael, that's a bezunder kula. There, Mezucha holds you need a shtoi. And Rav Ashi holds even that doesn't need a shtoi. But Yantiv Rishon l'gabi Amimin, there, no one holds you need a shtoi. It's b'emes and machlekes Yishanim. The Ran brings Yishanim that Mezucha was going on both. Mezucha was saying the whole kula of Rava, both Yantiv Rishon l'saskim b'Amimin and Yantiv Sheni Yisaskim b'Yisrael needs a shtoi. So then when Rav Ashi said, Avagav d'lo yishtoi maitama, Yantiv Sheni l'gabi meis kechol shavir rabbanan. So clearly Rav Ashi is only arguing on the Yantiv Sheni part of Mezucha. Mezucha was saying two halachas. Yantiv Rishon yisaska by Ammin needs a shtoi. Yantiv Sheni yisaska by Yisrael needs a shtoi. And Rav Ashi says no, it doesn't need a shtoi because meis by Yantiv Sheni kechol shavir rabbanan is clearly only arguing on the second part. So according to Rashi's pshat, Mezucha only said his din l'gabi Yantiv Sheni. So Yantiv Rishon everyone holds. You don't need a shtoi in a saskim am in all cases. According to the Rishonim, the Ran bring, the Mezucha was going on both, so then fakert. But Yantiv Rishon is no machlekes, and everyone holds like Mezucha that you do need a shtoi. The Rosh also brings to the Bahag that you need a shtoi. The Bahag's Rosh is Man Neshachah, Yantiv Rishon, Vechazleid, Lamint, Ad Lamacher, Techina, Mesina, Nachim, Vekavile. Someone who dies in Yantiv Rishon, and we see that he won't be able to wait till tomorrow, so then, we bring Goyim to bury him. But the Ran and the Rosh hold, like we said from Rashi, that it's mutter. And they say it's Svara because Kfuris Mace is covered Abrius. Kfuris Mace is covered Abrius. Why should there be an Isra Amil Akam when you're dealing with covered Abrius, even without Ishtoi? Even without Ishtoi. Kfuris Mace is covered Abrius. There's no question it's mutter of the Akam. As I pass in the Shulchan Aruch Simon Tuf Kuf Chav Vav Sif Aleph, the Shail is on the Raya, the Chayikim Ayr, because we only find this kula by Yantif. We don't find this kula by Shabbos. First you Gemara in Shabbos, that's only by Yantif, you say Efshtay Amen, not by Shabbos. If it's so Pashat the Svara, a covered Abriya should be Deich Amir Lakum, so why would you say it by Shabbos? It could be the Ramban and Tyrus Adam explains that Be'etzim they would be Mat to Shabbos, it's just the Gnai. It's a Gnai for the Mace if he's Nikva the Issa Shabbos. Not sure why it's a bigger gnai to be nikva b'isra shamis and isra yamtiv. Paul Kapanim does state in the Ramban, isra shamis is a gnai. So Mela, since you find that isra yamtiv is not considered a gnai, you wouldn't need a shtoi. That's what the Rishonim hold, and that's a psak aloch and shulchan aruch. Now there's also a machlekes. We hear there's no klar psak. That let's say on yamtiv sheni you have goyim, that you have goyim available. You have goyim available. Could Yisrael do it even when goyim are available? Again, the Mahag writes there, that when there's no Goyim available, then Yisrael could do it. So Mashma Klar from the Mahag, when there are Goyim available, you can. And the Sholos of Achai Goyim also says, if I did a Kadmainim, the Mahag and Achai Goyim hold that they only have a din of Yisaska by Yisrael when there's no Goyim to do it. But if the Goyim to do it, send the Goyim do it. But the Ran brings the Ramban, it's in Masech the Shabbos, that Kaflam Atesu and Beis, that holds the Gemara says, Kachel Shavri Abanan. Kachel is Kachel. If it's weekdays, what are you going to get Goyim for? You don't get Goyim on weekdays. And the Ran's also asking to that, and the Mechaba Paschus that way, Simon Tov Kuf Chavav Siv Dalad. But the Ramah says the Minig Ashkenaz is not the way. The Minig Ashkenaz is that they do the digging of the kever, and the putting together the Aron, and the ding, and the Tachrichim and everything. If you could get Goyim to do it, everything is done Al-Yidei Goyim. The things that are done Al-Yidei Yisrael, and granted there are Mahols, we'll get to this in a second, even Yom Tov Rishon, this could be done Al-Yidei Yisrael. The Yisraelim go, and they bring him out, and they do Tiltul, and Eitzah, and they do these things, they do the Levaya, but the Goyim are the ones that dig the grave, because the Rosh apparently holds that the Ramah's Shita Al-Kaponim, the Minig Ashkenaz is, that we don't, we go with the Mahag and the Shiltis, that whatever could be done Al-Yidei Goyim should be done Al-Yidei Goyim. So the Chayyid of Pshat's like this, Kachol Shavir Abanan, that learning doesn't mean Mamish Kachol, it means that we're not Meneya anything from the Mace. Whatever you're going to do for the Covenant Mace B'Chol, you do B'Yamtif. Whatever is done for Covenant Mace, and as Mazut is saying, it's only by Ishtai, only when you really need it. And Rashi says, no. You have a regular, normal Levaya like the Chayyid. But who does it, whether the Goyim do it or the Eden do it, that's not being Masev and Covenant Mace. If the Goyim dig the grave, or put together the Aron, or cut the Tachrichim, whatever it is, all these malachas, it's not Menei and Covenant Mace, Bechlal. Chachol Shavir Abanan means that I don't say there's certain things I can't do because it's Yom Tov. No. And also, if you don't have Goyim, the Eden could do it, and the Eden could do every single thing that they would do for Covenant Mace, Bechlal, could be done on Yom Tov. But whether it should be done by Yisrael, or if it could be done by Goyim, it's better done by Goyim, that Kachal doesn't shtim. That Kachal doesn't talk to that, doesn't address that issue. A third machlokes is, like we just said, when is Yisaska by Amman and Yom Tov Rishon? So as a machlokes Rishonim, digging a kever is asur on Yom Tov, even L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Binyan is asur L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Sewing Tachrichim, or putting together an Arayn, whether it's the Malacha of Baina, or the Malacha of Makab Patish, or the Malacha of Teifer, or Kerei, all these Malachas are also a Yantif, even the Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. It's B'chal HaChak, the same Yitaych, and they're all Yisurim Deraisa. But Haitzah, right, you could say Yitaych, Shehut Shul Tzarech HaChol Nefesh, Shehut Shunam Yisrael Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. And Tiltul is only Derabanan. So Derabanan will make it. So that it says that Meis B'Yantif Rishon Yisaska by Amin means to do all malachas that are asur on Yantif, even the Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. All malachas that if Yid would do it, it'd be Eiv and Issa Deraisa on Yamtif. But things that are Derabanan, or things that are Mutter on Yamtif at Tzarech HaChol Nefesh, that's Mutter. So practically speaking, the Yidin bury the mace, they put him in the ground, the Goyim fill up the kever. But the Vart is, all the Malachas, like Haitzah, or Total Muks, or that, is all Mutter, the Tzarech the mace. The Ran brings the Ramban, that's what the Rosh holds. The Ran brings the Ramban and says, no. Yisaska by Amman means all the Esek is done on the Nachem. The Yidin can't do anything. And it can't be Mata al Smitech, he says. Why? Because it's not called the Tzarech Hayim. A mitzvah is only mitzvah when it's mitzvah Sayim. To do a malacha the Tzarech mitzvah has a mitzvah, it's not called mitzvah Sayim, he says. He says, Eichel Nefesh is mutter for a nefesh, for a living person. Eichel Nefesh is not mutter for a mace. Tzarech and mace are not mutter on Yantif. You find Mitzvah Samadhi, you find the Mashal ain't Sarif and Kachim Yantif. The Gemara wanted to know, also say, the Chalaisa say you should be Sarif Kachim. The Gemara says, Kamatayim, one is Alts Mitaych. The Tarit says, even though Sarif is Kachim is a Mitzvah, the Tarit says, Mitzvah Samadhi Alts Mitaych. Mitzvah Sayyim is Mutal Smitaych. The Mitzvah from Yantif, like Lulav or Simchas Yantif, that's Mutav Mitaych. Shulchalach Lamaisa Paschus Yimata like the Rush. So even on Yantif Rishon, the Gayim Sukumta is practically the only Chilak according to the Ramah, between Yantif Rishon and Yantif Sheni, is if there are no Goyim to do the jobs. But otherwise, the Etzim Kvuris HaKever, the Etzim digging up the Kever, and putting together the Aron and the Tachrichim, either way have to be done by Goyim. Yantif Rishon, even if there are no Yisraelim to do it, even if you understand, even if there's no game to do it, it's not done at all. And you understand if there happens to be no game to do it, see, Shalom can do it. But if the game around, either one is done by game, and they bring out the mace, the levaya, the total and the tzav of the mace is done by Yisraelim, even on Yom Tov Rishon. So those are the three machlokes whom we spoke about. The first shaila was, the din that you need by Yom Tov Rishon is only by Yishtai or even by La Yishtai. I said, Yom Tov Shein, some chlokes in the Gemara, Yom Tov Rishon is some chlokes Yishainim, that they sask by Amnon. And then we pass in that you don't need Yishtai for Yom Tov Rishon, just like you don't need for Yom Tov Sheini. Second machlokes Yishainim was, on Yom Tov Sheini, that Yisaska by Yisrael is that only when there's no Goyim, or even when there is Goyim, and that's a machlokes lemais and the mechaber in the Ramah. And the third shaila is, when there's a din of Yisaska by Amnon, like on Yom Tov Rishon, or on Yom Tov Sheini, according to the Rishainim, that when there's Goyim, the Goyim have to do it, is that Dafka, the Kvuras, the Chafiras, HaKever, and the Aron and the Tachrichim, because those things are us in Yom Tov, Mashenken Etzah, Yisei Mitaych, and Total Mux is only Derabanan, or you don't say Mitaych in this case, everything has to be done at the Goyim. Now let's go back to the Gemara brings a story where Avinu was sitting in front of Ravashi, and Shneim Taim Shurash Hashanah, and Ravashi was sad because he didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, and Ravina said, why don't you make it with it tonight? Why don't you say, if today is Yom Tov, I don't need an Erev Tevshilin, and if today is Chol, so I'm making an Erev Tevshilin, and then you can use this Erev Tevshilin. The next day you could say, if today is Chol, so I don't need Erev Tevshilin, if today is Yom Tov, that means yesterday was Chol, so I have an Erev Tevshilin, I can make it tonight. So the Gemara discusses that tonight only works by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. It doesn't work by Shnei Yom Tov Shur Hashanah because it's Kedusha Achas. And the Gemara says, according to Naradoi, Lamai says, not called Kedusha Achas, but Ravashi didn't hold of Naradoi. That's the Gemara. Now we have a similar tonight we had earlier in Daf Gimel and Aleph by a Kalkola Shel Peiris. Let's say you have Peiris Tevel, and you forgot to take Meiser before Yom Tov. So you can still eat it on Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because in Yom Tov Rishon you could say, if today is Yom Tov, I'm not making Shumas and Meisers. But if today is Chol, I'm making Shumas and Meisers. And the next day you say, if today is Yom Tov, so that means yesterday was Chol. So it has Shumas and Meisers. If today is Chol, I'm making it Shumas and Meisers. So either way, Miman of Shach, only one of them is Yom Tov. That's what it means, Shtei Kedushas. We're only Nayik Safik. Only one of them is Yom Tov. So in Mela we say, either way, you could do it, because you didn't make Shumas and Meisus on Yom Tov, you made Shumas and Meisus on Chol, which every day was Chol, that was the day you made the Shumas and Meisus. And Mimela, by the second day, it's found that Shumas and Meisus, one of them was Chol, and now you could eat it. Now the Rambam says a bit Kiddush, both Lagabe Erev Tevshilin and Lagabe Kalkola Shel Tevel. He brings those dinim of Erev Tevshilin and Kalkola Shel Tevel. Here in Perek Vav, Halacha Yadal, he says like this, How do we count Yom Tov? We don't count Yom Tov al pi when the moon became visible. We count Yom Tov al pi a cheshbon that we have. We have a calendar which works up here, Cheshbon. So, Mamela, Ein Yom Tov Sheni L'Stalak Min HaSafik. So, Yom Tov Sheni is not for a Safik. El Minig Levad, it's only a Minig. L'Fich Ani Eimesh Sheim Ha'ev Adam Asim Bezman HaZeh. Lo'y Erev Tavshin Lev Lo'y Erev Chatzeres L'Shtufim Bevois. So, you could say the same thing with Erev Chatzeres. If you've got to make the Erev Chatzeres, you could also use the Erev Chatzeres for the second day, with the same tonight. But he says also ve'enem aser atevel al tnai el kol meir v'yantiv levat. The Rambam says a chiddush. He makes a chiluk. There's manda de umakadish al piriyah. So then it was taka asafik. You can make it tonight. But now we know vaday. We know vaday which day is yantiv. The reason why you do yantiv sheni is because of minig. So mamela, we don't do any. We don't make any tnai anymore. And the Ravid says afa bishyesh varav kein tam loyveinu gainim mishayim shachalka b'davizeh. Even though it makes sense. He can't say it doesn't make sense, but Lamaisa, we don't find the Rishainim, he says, made this chiluk. But Kol Shkenu, Shai Sheni Atachal Gomerhu. Maybe Fakert. Maybe Amol, the Sheni was Mulchamer. Because it was a Suffolk. Now Sheni is Chal Gomer, so we'll more Mekel. Now this is brought in the Ran later, in the second parak on the Gemara in Daf Yizayinim and Aleph, where the Rif Taka paskins like the halacha of Meniach Adam Erev Tavshilin Umasna, and the Rambam brings the Rambam that says that now with Bekiyim and Bekiyim the Archa you can't do it, and the Rif is Mashmanat that way, right? That's the Ravitz Taina, the Gainim Shainim were Mechalik. So the Ram says, Ain't Varim Mechavarim. It doesn't hold of the Rambam. Why? Because, first of all, Rava was probably Tumet in his time, and in Rava they're already stopping Mekadosh Al Piriyah. And that makes a svara, because why do we do it? We do what our fathers did. We do Yizar B'minigav V'seichem Yedeichem. So we're not machmir more than that. Our fathers were able to make it tonight, so maybe we also make it tonight. That's what the Ran says. And that's Yikr P'sak Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Sefer Rishon Litzion over there is Meir, that the Rambam says they were Mekadosh Al Piriyah all the way to the days of Abaye and Rava. So, Mel, it's possible to say that Rava, when he said, Meniach Adam Riv Tashil Namasna, he was talking about when they were Mekadosh Al Piriyah. But still a bit schwer from Ravina and Ravashi, the Tzlach Es Kasher. Ravina and Ravashi, the Gemara is the Chayat Tugmat. Ravina and Ravashi were safe Kol Amiram, they were after the days of Abaye and Rava. And still they're discussing that the din of Yontif Sheni, and that Yontif Sheni, you could make Erev Tavshil and Masna, and Shneyam Tavish or Shani, you can't. It's like as the Kasha Yismayach, he says a very Mechudish Dikim Mahalach. Oh, but good. But I want to discuss one other thing, that the Lecha Mishnah is Ma'ir, that it's interesting. The Rambam here says this here, Legabed Adin of Asna. The cases of being Masna for Erev Tavshilin, for Erev Chatzeris, for Tevel, when you're being Masna, and you're saying, if today's Yomtiv, so I'm not saying anything. If there's chol, then I'm doing it. There, the Rambam says that you can't do that. Now there will be Mekadosh Al Piriyah. Mashen Kain, the Rambam brings the din of Beitzah Shenol de Berishin Mutaris B'Sheni, and Dava Shenitza Berishin Mutar B'Sheni, and Dava Shenek Mekarka Berishin, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Chav Dalet. And there he doesn't make a chilip between Bizman de Mekadosh Al Piriyah and Bizman Azeh. So the Rambam's Meduyuk, that this chiddush that he's saying is only legabe meniach eruv tefshilun umasna. To be masna eruv tefshilun the same imanushach. If today is yomtiv, so then I'm not saying anything. If today is chol, I'm making eruv tefshilun. Or to say, if today is yomtiv, I'm not saying anything. If today is chol, I'm making chumas and maishas. That you can't do bizman hazeh. Mashen kein, abeyish shenol debirishim, we mutter b'sheini bizman hazeh. Now, the emesis also mishenin that clearly say the chiddush of the Rambam, even Lagabe Beya. The Sefer HaChinuch brings it. The Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Shin Aleph brings, Yesh Eimrim, Shekevin Sheakshavein Esafik Havkir Sheakshavein Olav Zeh Asur Bezeh. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch brings in the Mitzvah Shin Aleph. He brings Mepharshim not the way, and he holds that way. But Lamaisi does bring Rishayim by Beya also it's Asur Bezman Hazeh. Shalas, how do you learn the Gemara? But Akobanim, that's what it says. The Ravon also says that the Ravon is brought in Nagayis Maimini at the end of Perek Aleph and the Rambam and the Beis Yosef brings in Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, but they only bring down the Ravon that says that we should be Machmer by Shneyam Tehem Shagolis Otu Rosh Hashanah. Interesting, the Psegzeir that he made. But the Ravon inside says this time also, that even though Bismandi or Mekadosh Al Piriyah, the Bey was Mutam Imanavshach, but now with Mekadosh Al Pichesh, we know which one is Yamdif, and we still ask it the second day, so there's no Mimanavshach, so the Bey is Asit. So the Arishayim that hold that way, the Ravon and the Yesh Mepharshim, could be that is the Yesh Mepharshim in the Sefer HaChinuch. But the Rambam isn't so mashman that way. The Rambam brings his din legabe asna in Perek Vav, and the din of Beish and Olde Bezeh Materis Bezeh, which he says in Perek Aleph, he leaves out here in Perek Vav, and he doesn't say that doesn't apply Bizman now that they're not being Mekadosh Al Piriyah. So Lecha Mishnah is Meir, and Lecha Mishnah says, I'll tell you the Svar. If it had been the Mela, the Rambam's Maskim, you'd have to be Machmer more than our fathers were Machmer. But to go and say, if today is Yomtif, I'm not saying anything, but if today is Chol, it's Chumas and Isis, there's no such thing. Today is not Chol. You know that it's Yomtif. You have no Suffolk. If you have no Suffolk, you can't be Masna. You can't go and say, I'm making Chumas and Isis if today is Chol. It's not. It's not Chol today. So Mela, by the Bey, you didn't say anything. Now you want to know, is the Bey a Usser? Our fathers would have made a Mutter. Our fathers, all the eggs that were laid on the first day of Yomtif, they ate it on the second day of Yomtif. So we could continue eating it. But to go and say, if today is Chayil, when we know today is Yomtif, we can't do that. The Emes is the Tshuva Zerajba says this. Tshuva Zerajba, Chelek Dal Simkuf Amalf, is a very short Tshuva. He was asked about the Rambam, about the, you don't say Erev Tevshilin today. And he says, I disagree with the Rambam, because we wouldn't be machem more like our fathers, like the Ran says. But then he says, Mikol makam efsher, she'af lefi dvarev she'beitzim muteris. Could be the Rambam only said it by Asna, not by Beitza. Why? She'leom makein the Ravzal, ela b'masne, the cave of the Yad, the b'kvi, the Arch, enu lahasne ismehem. If we know today is Yantif, he can't be masne. But by Be'a, k'nekayim makayim, so the Etzim Svar, I think, is mamish the same Svar that the Rashba says. Now there's a whole shtickle in Chedusha Rabbein Chaim Alevi L'Rambam on this. He goes, two mahalchim, how to understand the Rambam, he asks the same kasha. Why does the Rambam say in Perek Vav, L'gabe Asna, that today, B'zman Azeh, since we know B'kvi Yudiyarchi, he can't make Asna, and L'gabe Be'i, he doesn't say that. And he mentions Lecha Mishnah. He says, two mahalchim. I believe his first mahalch is just an explanation of the Lecha Mishnah and the Rashba. He's just basically saying explanation of them. His second mahalch is a new mahalch. What's his first mahalch? He says it this way. He says it in this nusach. He says, now that we yedinim b'kvi yedayarcha, so the first day is Vada Yontif. What's the second day? Zakta, but the second day is not Vada Yontif. The second day is Safik Yantif, because why we know the second day Yantif? Als Minigavisei means that the second day is a Safik Yantif. So the first day is a Vada Yantif, and the second day is a Safik Yantif. But it's very interesting. The first day is a Vada Yantif, and a Vifel's Yantif, the second day is Chayil. So when we look at this first day alone, only the first day is Yantif. The second day is not Yantif, because the first day is a Vada Yantif, and that automatically means that the second day is a Vada Chayil. So when we look at the first day alone, it's a Vada Yantif. When we look at the second day, we have two tzadim. Maybe it's Yantif and the first day is Chayil. We can only look at the first day being Chayil from the perspective of the second day. From the perspective of the first day is Vada Yantif. From the perspective of the second day, maybe the second day is Yantif and the first day is Chayil. Or maybe the second day is Chayil and the first day is Yantif. But that's how we look at the second day. So he says, Mimela, Beitza, in order for the Beitza to be Asa, both days have to be Yantif. You want to ask the Beitza on the second day, and in order to ask the Beitza on the second day, both days have to be Yantif. So you're not going to look at the first day alone. You have to look at them together, otherwise you can't ask it. If the first day is Yantif, it's still Mutter on the second day. If the second day is Yantif, it's also Mutter on the second day. So what could Asa Be'a if both days are Yantif? Even from the perspective of the second day, both days are Yantif. From the perspective of the second day is a suffix. Maybe the second day is Yamtif, and then the first day is Chayil. Maybe the first day is Yamtif, and the second day is Chayil. But, and from the perspective of the first day is Yamtif, fine, but that doesn't ask the Beitza on the second day. So Mele Beitza is going to be Mutter. Now Shekin Asna, I don't look at both days together. I don't have to. When I'm clearing, can I take off Chumas and Isis on the first day, or can I make an Erev Tevshilin on the first day? The answer is no, period. Because the first day is Vaday. I have to look at the first day separately. It's only after I do the Asna, if the first day was a Suffolk, so I can make a Erev Tevshil on the Tzadet Schoel, I can make Chumas Maishas on the Tzadet Schoel, and then it comes the second day, and I can get to make I could make Chumas Maishas on the Tzadet Schoel, and then everything be good. Erev Tevshilin, I don't even have to. I could say, okay, I already have an Erev Tevshilin on the tzad that it's Yamtif, and the tzad is Chal, I don't need an Erev Tevshilin. But that's when the first day is a Suffolk. But if the first day is a Vaday, I can't go be Masna, because the first day, it doesn't have a Pshat. The first day, there is no Suffolk. On the first day, it's Vaday Yamtif. So what's Asna going to do? Be'a, the Pshat is that even though the first day is Vada Yantif, it doesn't matter, because Be'a need both days to be Yantif, both days are Yantif. From the perspective of the second day, it's a Suffolk which day is Yantif. So Mimele, Be'a is Mutter, Miman of Shach. But Asna, I need to look at the first day by itself, because I'm making a Chalais on the first day. The first day is a Vada Yantif, it's not going to work. That's Reb Chaim's first Mahalach. But then Reb Chaim says, I can have a second Mahalach. This Mahalach is assuming the problem is the first day. The first day being a Vaday, that's the problem. The second day is Taka Safik. But I could tell you another pshat. I could tell you the second day is also a Vaday. The second day was only a suffik, bizman de mekadesh abri, it was taka a suffik. But now it's not a suffik, we're doing it mitam minig, and the minig makes it a vaday. So why is Bayam mutter? Zaktiv chayim, because it's not both days that are yamtif. When I look at the first day alone, it's a vaday yamtif. When I look at the second day alone, it's also a vaday yamtif. But when I look at them together, they're not both yamtif. That was the takana. The takana was that the second day is yamtif, but not that both days are yamtif. The second day is yamtif with the first day, then the negay of the second day being yamtif, the first day is chayil. So each one alone is yamtif, but the two together aren't yamtif. That's Reb Chaim's final svara in Ishtikl. So come to say two mahalach of Reb Chaim. One mahalach is that you can't do asna because the first day is vada yamtif, and that I think stims with Lacha Mishnah and the Rajba. If the first day is vada yamtif, you can't be masna. And the second one is, that's not the point. The point is the second day is vada yamtif, but bay is not a problem because they're not both yamtif. Could be to be an afkamina la halacha between these two mahalachim, but the evid, if you did asna on the first day. According to the first mahalach, could be then you could do asna on the second day. Because what are you going to say? The first day, what did you say? That if today is chayil, it should be true with some ISIS, but it's not chayil. That means that you can't do that the first day. But if you did it the first day, so now it comes the second day. I could look from the perspective of the second day, and if the second day is yantiv, then it was chayil. And then the Chumas and Maisis work. Could be Menafkimina B'dievin, I'm not sure. But someone once asked me, I'll look at Kasha and the Rambam. He said, the Rambam is saying that now that we're Mekadesh Al-Pi Cheshbin, we know that the first is Yantif is Avadai, and merely it can't be Masna anymore. In fact, Emitzam, one of my Chaveim, Reb Shua Kogan, so he asked me, but even when they're Mekadesh Al-Piriya, many times they knew. Like we discussed this. Let's say the Shluchei Nisan are able to come, but the Shluchei Tishrei are not. And now it's Nisan. So the Shluchim came, but in Tishrei it's too far for them to come. So the Rambam Paskins, it's Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph, the Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Kedesh Kedesh Perek Gimel Hilchid Beis, they have to be naik 2 days of Yantif. Also, plug. Since on Tishrei they're naik 2 days of Yantif, so Mele and Nisan also naik 2 days of Yantif. And he says, who within Shavuos? Now Shavuos, Lechara, everywhere they knew. Because by the time Shavuos came around, as long as they knew when Nisan was, they already know when Shavuos is. Because it doesn't matter when they were Mekadesh Iyar or Sivan. As long as you know when they were Mekadesh Nisan, so you can figure out when Shavuos is. So by the time Sivan came around, they knew when they were Mekadesh Nisan. But still, they kept 2 days. Like, look, that's what the Rambam says. So every year on Shavuos, and also Huadin, and I think Huadin on the later days of Pesach and Sukkot, where the Shluchim came, but they didn't come in the beginning days, and Huadin on Pesach, where the Shluchim came, but by Tishrei, they weren't able to get so far, because Tishrei, they can't go in Yom Kippur. So Mamela, all these times, you knew. And still, the Gemara says it could be Masna. So if the Rambam holds that whenever you know Vaday, when is Yantif, it can't be Masna, that should apply even to the times of Mekadesh Al-Piri, and the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says only when the Mekadesh Al-Pi Cheshbon it's that way. My father asked me the Kasha, and I remember I answered him a Teretz, and I found both this Kasha and Teretz later in the Pnei Mayid, this time around, the Sefer Pnei Mayid, I think a Sefer, the Aftal and Bezik, I'm all thinking a Sefer, but he also says the same Kasha and Teretz. The Teretz I gave him was, is Kol Zman there will be Mekadesh Al-Piriya, so even in the times where they said Le Plug, but the Takana was a Takana Suffolk. That was the Le Plug. Be Noyig Adin Suffolk, so you allowed to be Masna. Mashen came now, that the din of Yantif Sheni is never a suffik. So what's the din of Yantif Sheni? It's not a vart of loy plug from a suffik. It's a nayim minig to minay Yantif Sheni. That minig the Rambam holds wasn't b'tayr suffik. But l'chayr, all this stems with the second pshat in Reb Chaim. L'chayr, the first pshat in Reb Chaim that says that once the first days of Avadah can't be masna, this is l'chayr Mishnah and the Tshuvas Rashba, l'chayr doesn't stem. If you're going to say if on Avadah can't be masna, that should apply even when they were Mekadesh Al-Piriya. Whenever they knew Vada, that we shouldn't be able to be Masna. And you find that way. L'chayr, this Kasha should be Machriyachas to say, like the second Malach of Reb Chaim, that really, on a Vada, you could be Masna. Because what's wrong with being Masna? So it's a Vada, so what? So I didn't say anything. But when it comes the next day, there will be Nayig Adin Safik. Once we're being Nayig Adin Safik, we could do Yen Asna, just like the other Rishayim hold. The Ram is just saying that Yantif Shemi doesn't have a Din Safik anymore. So that changed. In the Mekadesh Al-Piriya, even when they knew Vaday, they still, the whole din was loy plug of a suffik, so mela had it in suffik. Mashayin came today, when it's al sminig, it's not al suffik, the yantiv shein, he gets a din vaday. But it'll be l'chayr be a hechrich to the second malach of Reb Chaim, and l'chayr tshver, the lechem mishin, the rajah, we're going to the first malach of Reb Chaim. It's arachim b'chol anal.